Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm recording. We're live. Chat. We're on air. All right, let's do it, people.
How's your computer volume?
I'll turn it all the way up right now. Load it.
Caller
562,
is that
Mario?
I think so, yeah.
Doritos University, that guy?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Auto level.
Owl lift?
No.
Привет, дорогие!
Keep
what?
Do the whole show in Russian, come on.
Whoa.
I didn't say that.
I was going to welcome everyone to the live cast, but I can't.
Why?
Figure out how to say it in Russian. How do you say welcome in Russian?
Half, 90% of the audience doesn't know Russian anyway. So
yeah,
you know,
I could
just
make
like
up words.
Like in that video we did when I spoke in Russian, just said nonsense.
No, but you mostly said why.
You said actual things, just not the things.
Yeah, so that, you can do that. Pretend you're talking to Mama Rabba.
Just say you're going to fucking like a big apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you much. But Shuri Yabloku on the Metal Injection Live Cast. And I was going to fuck a giant apple on the Metal Injection live cast.
I don't even speak Russian, and I read, phonetically the lines that you told me to say. I could have been saying anything.
But you're a professional.
Oh, Rob.
I'm technically no longer a professional.
Oh.
I'm all right.
I think we have a drop for that.
By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357.
Rob, I noticed that you're not using a pillow this week.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That means that your butt has healed 100%.
Raw dog.
Not 100%, like 95. There's still a bit of a bump. I feel like...
You might just have that.
Yeah.
Rob, what does that mean in Russian?
Something about going to Massachusetts.
It means I'm having a stroke. I still don't remember the context of that, but it's so good.
My butt's doing well. I think it's just, it might not go down anymore. I might have to go and get...
The rest pumped out?
Get it sawed off?
Yeah, sawed off.
Like a
like
bone
that.
Saw?
Because
like
it's real life. There was definitely, you know...
Is it hard or is it like soft?
It depends.
Go find out, no. Stick your hand down there. Rub it. Maybe you can rub it flat.
No, I'm not.
Let Noah give you a deep tissue massage on your butt.
That'd be nice. It'd feel nice.
I just want to see what it feels like.
Do it.
Do you want to? You can touch it. Do you want me to?
Put your hand in there right now.
Do you want me to lower my...
I don't have to get up, but yeah.
I can come to you. Do you want me to lower my pants?
Wait until this is definitely video worthy. This is Rob's dream come true. Noah finally put your hand down his pants. Hold on. You wait. Don't even start
to...
Of course you are. Hold on. Video, I said. Go to video. God damn it.
Rob slowly undoing his buckle right now. And very sexually, I might add. I was impatiently waiting behind.
I'm wearing some sexy underwear today, too, so.
What kind of underwear are you wearing, Rob?
Oh, God.
Rob, I don't know if he was on mic. He just said he's wearing sexy underwear.
How does it feel, though?
It doesn't feel good. It just feels like an ass, but on top it's hard.
Noah's touching his hard ass right now. What kind of underwear was he wearing, Noah?
I didn't really get a chance to see it on the record. You just pulled it down.
Okay.
Rob, you want to show us your underwear? Move your mic out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Orange.
Oh,
very bright, like Hulk Hogan skin orange.
Like pumpkin orange.
Yes.
Some pumpkin pumas.
It's just a solid, is there a theme to it?
No.
It's
you
just...
get those during Halloween?
Wow. Oh,
we did this last week, and everyone in the chat started going, "Why are we not talking about Noah's underwear?"
Because she doesn't wear any usually.
She just, yeah, she wears thongs.
She barely counts as underwear.
How do you know what she wears?
Because anytime we ask her, she says, I'm wearing a thong.
A mesh
I
thong.
Only wear thongs unless it's like period week and
I
wear period underwear.
What's period underwear?
Parachutes.
Well, I have like boy short underwear that I wear like.
Mm.
So you don't even go to the granny panties even when it's period time.
I don't like granny panties.
Well, if you're in a plane, though, you can always, like, jump out and use the granny panties to float downwards.
I'd rather just fall and die. But underwear's not comfortable.
Oh, so is this a thong week or a boy short? Okay, so no period.
Mike,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, wait, I lost it. Oh, Mike Francesa goes, does Rob get to touch Noah in exchange?
No.
I think it's only fair.
No.
Where's your butt bump?
She has to have a blueberry.
Well,
in her
you should give her a breast exam. See if she's there.
For science.
Isn't
yeah,
it breast
no.
cancer awareness month?
Sure.
Rob, see if she has any lumps.
Do it.
It did come from the gym, so it's all sweaty and gross in there.
Oh, even better.
Oh. Is that what you like, Rob?
Yeah. I like, you know, the natural odors.
That's a drop. That's gotta be a drop.
Natural odors.
Next time Sean's on the show, he's gonna play a couple songs by them.
Two people aroused right now. That makes me feel good.
Oh, no.
You're happy to be turning on these people.
Sure.
Town?
If I can bring just the littlest bit of happiness to anybody, I feel like it's a
everybody wants to live vicariously through Rob's butt.
That's a drop.
To be felt by Noah like Rob's butt just was.
I didn't really feel it. I just pumped it.
Different strokes for different folks. Good Lord.
So yeah, the Olympics were happening this week, and
they're still going.
Well, they kicked
yeah.
off on Thursday? Was it Thursday or Friday? Friday.
The opening ceremonies, I think, were Friday.
Well, what I love about it is all the batshit crazy things coming out about Russia. Because
like you didn't know that?
I mean, we did, but I feel like before it was such a stereotype.
I feel like a lot of the reason that this stuff is going on, though, is because they chose to have it not in, like, you know, Moscow or St. Petersburg or whatever. Or where did they? Were they called it Leningrad now? I don't remember which one they go by anymore.
Oh, I think it is Leningrad now.
No, I don't
think they went back
really?
To St. Petersburg. Either way, they didn't choose to have it in, like, a major city. They chose Vladimir Putin's resort spot of choice that had no infrastructure at all for anything like this.
Oh,
and still
gosh.
Doesn't. And still doesn't. But he's just like, yeah, I like hanging out there, so that's where it will be. It's like nobody had ever even heard of Sochi until, like, they got
I
to
have
Olympics.
To look it up, actually.
Yeah.
I come from,
Oh, you're willing to admit that now? You want
sure.
to know you're on.
Half Russian.
Shaming you.
Half Ukrainian, let's be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom's from Kiev.
Disgusting dog.
The Turk War.
You're from, like,
my
backwoods.
Is it?
What is it?
Minsk.
Yeah, that's not, well.
I just know that my grandparents would have had negative things to say about Ukraine. They had negative things to say about anyone.
My parents have negative. My mom has negative things to say about Ukraine. She ran away from there because
right
her family
on.
Was oppressed.
Right
what about Moldova? My grandfather's from Moldova.
A lot of sluts from there.
Oh!
All right.
Yeah, the Moldova prostitute rings, of course.
Yeah. Who needs Olympic rings when you could have prostitute rings?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Francesa points out that Minsk is in Belarus.
Minsk,
not Minsk.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Minsk.
Well, Belarus, yeah, that's like that's in Asia, though, right?
No.
It isn't. Belarus is in Asia.
No.
It's Europe. It's by the Middle East. It's over there.
It's
by
Europe.
Turkey.
It's
over
by
there.
Europe.
By Turkey.
And Russians, sure. by the way, call it Belarusia.
Yeah.
That's so confusing.
St. Petersburg has been known as St. Petersburg since 1991.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, for some reason I saw somebody, like, in an article, right, Leningrad?
They may have
tweet?
Been
like, yeah.
Talking about it at the time.
But I read there's a theory that the reason Putin picked Sochi is because that's where, like, there was a turf war in that area between them and Turkey or whatever.
Okay.
And he kind of did it there to brag to Turkey and Georgia.
to be like, oh, this is my spot now, bitches.
Yeah, but he can't just pick where the Olympics is. Like, it had to be awarded to
them. Yeah, they had to bid on it.
But he got to pick which city.
But
in
why
Russia
did they give it to Russia with picking such
because
a shitty
Because it's all
bribery
and backhanded deals.
Yeah, no, yeah, and it was decided like 12 years ago or something.
When there was even less going on in Sochi.
Yeah.
12 years ago?
I don't know if it was that
eight,
long. But
maybe eight, but like a really long
yeah.
time ago.
Why?
Because whatever city wins, it needs to like build facilities and stuff.
Oh, that's how
winning.
They determine where the Olympics are?
They do it years and years in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. They do it.
Oh.
That's
Except
why, like,
Sochi got it and then clearly didn't build anything until like 3 months ago.
Oh, maybe they did. Maybe it took them this long to build
yeah.
all that
I feel that's like every time an Olympics comes up, there's always like it was in China, the regular Olympics were... The summer
the
Olympics.
The regular Olympics.
They are the regular ones.
The heterosexual Olympics.
They were in China, and it was the same thing. Like, oh, why is it always in these third world communist
countries? Not third world.
Why, you know, but like these communist foggy countries with
yeah.
like
communist foggy.
Lots of fog in China.
Well, because they don't care about destroying their environment.
Lots of pollution.
But there were no problems with their Olympics.
Yeah, you're right.
Fine.
They could flush toilet paper
yeah.
in the toilet.
You're not allowed, yeah, at Sochi, you're not allowed. You have to put it in a bin next to the toilet.
Well, that's a lot of memes have popped up this week because reporters started heading over there. And I'm all about it. I love it. And one of my favorites was like, oh, well, the lobby doesn't have a floor. But there's this great photo of Vladimir Putin looking at me.
With no shirt on.
With the
they don't have the Spice Channel over there on the hotel TV, so they just provide photographic porn for it.
They just put whores in
yeah.
the lobby.
What? There was also, like, the other day somebody was like, you know, the media people are complaining that the showers don't work and the showerheads don't work. And then some hotel representative said... Well, we have video surveillance, and we've seen these journalists messing with the shower heads, and that's why they don't work. It's like, oh, so you're watching a shower. That
and then
awesome.
Immediately after, a rep was like, oh, he misspoke. There's no video surveillance. Yeah, that was great.
That doesn't work either. There is. They
yeah.
have the setup for it. But.
Also, you know, I still have a few friends that I follow from the old neighborhood. And, yeah. And it's really funny to see there, like this one guy, he wrote like, I think it's really, you talk about Russian propaganda, this American propaganda machine is really giving Russia a bad name. It's not that bad over there. It's
yeah,
like,
what?
What?
You fucking know.
Yeah.
What?
He read RT, that's all. What the fuck does he know what's going on? Over
yeah,
there?
Like he's here in Brooklyn. He
yeah.
hasn't
yeah.
been to Russia in like 20 years.
I just know, bro.
And also,
oh, I just looked it up this page just to see his most latest status. Not biased, but think Russian anthem is beautiful.
How does it sound?
They had the men's police, the Russian choir singing the national anthem at the opening ceremonies, right, Rob? You have that. Very up to date song.
Yeah, they really modernized in Russia. Here we go.
Minimalist.
Yeah.
Hold on, sorry. Yeah, well, you caught me off guard.
This is the best national anthem.
Oh, well, this is the actual anthem.
Oh.
No, this is not it. This is the Soviet one.
Oh, you're right. This is in the Russian. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know the Russian national anthem. But my parents were a lot from Russia, so I don't
know. Well, your dad's never been there.
Exactly. Long gone.
His whole life he's been gone from Russia. Papa, Rob.
I have the real.
No.
That actually is it. This is what Putin says to anyone he
I found it.
Or comes across.
It's a little low. Here we go.
Oh.
Wait,
Rob's already. He's already. Yes, no. You didn't. It was a whole thing in the news that they made a pop song.
I'm
the national
sorry,
anthem.
I don't watch the news.
I'm sorry. I don't keep up with.
And the link that Rob said didn't work on my phone.
Well, now you know. This is the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
Make it laugh.
And it was a big controversy in Russia because it's in English, you know, so people
yeah.
are angry.
I love the thick accents. So what this really is a Russian police choir singing Get Lucky.
Because they don't allow gay things in Russia, but this one was totally fine.
He's up all night to get lucky.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Lucky
he wants to get
not getting poisoned by the government there. So,
yeah.
It came down to this and it's so cold and so cheap. They went with this one. Lucky.
The best is the facial expressions of the guys that aren't the main singers, because it ranges from amused to absolutely terrified.
Yeah. Why are we?
True. Yeah. Like, why did I agree to this?
I have one note to hit in this whole thing. If I mess it up, I'm not waking up tomorrow. Oh my god. Yeah.
Get up! You did not harmonize, Blair.
Oh no, Uncle Gerda. He fucked up.
You forgot the words, Vova. You're done for.
Oh.
I wonder if the name Sergei is like banned in Russia
Sergei?
Now.
Sergei?
Yeah. Sergei. Sergei. It is?
Sir.
Oh, Sergei.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what they call it. We like that.
That's what they call Elton John when he tours through Russia.
Your new name will be Sergei. If you get a problem, too bad.
Here's the actual status for my no longer friend.
Uh-oh.
Every article I read bashes or makes fun of Russia during these Olympics.
Yeah.
They literally have found every aspect possible to critique.
I don't think that's literal.
I don't think, yeah.
I'm sure
there's plenty more. American propaganda, just as bad as Russian, shaking my head. Your grammar makes me shake my head,
sir. What about, like, the journalists from other countries that are saying the same thing?
Yeah, and it's like, well, there's actual... Okay, some of it is like, look, my curtains fell. But some of it is like, oh, the water isn't working.
And if it
is working, don't put it on your face.
There were stray dogs in my hotel room just chilling. There's open manhole covers in the streets.
Yeah, like there's exposed wire in the shower. You can't take a shower, you're going to get electrocuted.
It's plutonium in the bed.
Yeah. Make warm for you.
It's just little problem.
It's cozy.
Yes. Do not make mess in the room or manager will fuck you in ass with, like, big fat apple.
Also, the thing that bothers me about this particular person and his Russian nationalism, his name is Alexei. That should narrow
really?
It down. First of all, he was born in this... Oh, no, he actually wasn't born. He was born in Russia, but his parents immigrated here when he was a little baby. He's never been back, so it's like, what?
If it's so
great over there, why are you still living in this country?
But that's like nationalism of all types in this country, like with people. Like, if Italy makes it to the Soccer World Cup finals, like, you see in the streets everybody with the Italian flag.
Yeah,
all
the Guidos.
You've never been to Italy.
Yeah,
it's a million different nationalities in this country. It's like, if it's so great, go back. It's fine. More food for me. You live in America now. Let's have a little American pride. How about that?
This is a contender for the Russian national anthem also.
I think they performed.
It's
the opening ceremonies.
Tattoo?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody told me that they actually were.
No,
I'm sorry.
Same fucking thing. But yeah, Tattoo did before.
Let's see if I can find that.
Wait, isn't Ace of Base Swedish though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the Russian, like the favorite Russian band.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Sure.
I play some Tattoo.
Is there like footage of their opening ceremonies performance?
Yeah, here. There's like a 20-second clip.
We're soaking wet and making out with each other?
Unfortunately not.
Tattoo is a band of two lesbians. Is that correct?
Well,
they're not real lesbians. Damn it, YouTube, you lied to me. Here's an interview with them.
Oh, I'm much better. Is it in English?
Translate it.
Hula.
What's he saying, Rob?
He's like, good night, great year. He said, Piska. I mean, Piska.
What does Piska mean,
Piska
Rob?
Piska means pussy in Albanian. I know that.
Piska.
How do you know that?
Piska just means, I think Piska means, it doesn't mean Dick specifically or just
like
private part? Yeah.
A little dick? I mean specifically
it's like a, yeah. Like not like just, it's like a cutesy term.
It's like what your grandmother calls your penis when you're a 3-year-old?
Yeah, yeah, basically. It's like a cute term for it. So where's the tattoo now?
Yeah, I don't... Okay, there.
What are they saying? It's a gibberish.
She was just like, oh, I was very nervous, but I did it. Yeah, I don't know. Screw you, Tattoo. Kiss each other. Please.
Mike Francesa in the chat is apparently Russian. He knows what Belarus is.
Oh, is that that kid Eric that lives in Brighton Beach? Probably, I'm going to guess.
Did he tell you that Mike knows Jabberville?
No. Doubt it.
And he's also saying that they're not real lesbians. He knows about that, too.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that was all just a gimmick.
He just said that. They are not so real.
Okay. Not biased, but a Russian answer. Yes, you are biased. How could you say you're not biased? You're Russian.
Right. Troll him. Fuck with him. Come
what
on.
Does the guy do for a living?
He does not have a job. I haven't, like, talked to him in real life.
He's on food stamps, like
Maybe. He has a child. Out of wedlock. With a black.
What? But don't judge too harshly. That's going to be your sister soon.
Oh!
No.
Come on.
What?
My sister's too racist.
What?
Is
she
really?
Your sister in the Northwest
too
now.
No. No, she's over it now. Her last experience, that second trip she took back to Israel, was boring. So she's
oh, no black dudes. That's why.
What about the black Israelites?
They I don't think they're actually in Israel.
They're in Ethiopia.
What?
Yeah, don't be so close-minded, Sid. That's all I'm saying.
What? Is that? You're the one that's close-minded about your sister dating black guys.
I'm fine with it.
Is she really racist? Or
no, I just think that's true.
So she's back off the long skirts now?
Yeah, she's back to regular size.
Sid, are you happy?
Sure.
Is she back
to
the
I don't think she hangs out at the billiards, but definitely... with the Russian guy. She was just talking to me about, like, it's weird to bring this up, but, like, she's like, oh, I can't find a guy. And it's like, well, she's like, I can't find a real man.
Yeah.
She's like, if I, if a guy likes me, he's, like, too, like, whiny about it, or, like, just overtly affectionate.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then on the other side of it is, like, if the guy is, quote-unquote, a real man, he's a douche. And I'm like, well, maybe what you're actually looking for is a douche.
Yeah.
Like, you need to really figure out what you want. Amen. Are you a woman from Russia, possibly Sochi? Give us a call, 646-929-1357. We actually have some friends that are in Russia. We haven't spoken to them in a while. But
well, they were in Russia. They're here now.
Yeah.
Where?
They're in our green room. Well, it's bringing them out now. They're no longer green room. It's the red room.
Godzilla! What's the deal?
That's right. It's Metal Misha and Sinister Sasha.
What's really good is the good deal.
Blade!
No, before we even sit down or anything,
no.
I just want to tell you, thank you for lifting the restraining order against my brother so that we can be here today, number one. Also,
hello, Noah.
That was a whole weird thing with Donkey and everything. I apologize for him.
I heard that you wear the thongs now. What's happened? I thought you went all natural before. I would remember. I would look down your school.
No, true. Of course.
No, it was just a thong with a vagina.
What?
Aloha.
Cock is alive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's talking about his cock.
Yes.
That is American and Russian together.
Also, like one other thing, I think I ate your mezuzah. I'm very in here because I was walking in and I thought it was like Nila wafer or something like that. So I looked.
You cannot
eyes.
Say that word. Only black people can say it.
What's up, my Nila?
That is offensive. We're trying not to get sued, Blair.
So you can't say Mila?
No. Well, you, you cannot say Miller.
Oh, Miller.
Miller. They,
but Mila,
some,
is okay.
Mila is okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
So anyway, yes, I said, oh, look, someone's putting little cookie up here. I think I have, like, tuna in my digestive tract now. But I'll shit it out later. It's okay. I'll give you a little holy book back to you.
But what you're saying is you ate Noah's little cookie.
Yes.
Well,
basically.
You, you're right, Noah?
I ate your okay. Holy Mila. Okay.
Well, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Did you guys see where those reporters were talking about the hotel situation in Sochi? What? For sure, Brad. Some of those hotels they were showing on the CNN, very classy.
What? But then, like, people were complaining and stuff. Complaining? There is toilet seat cover.
Yes, this is like 4-star hotel in Sochi, Brad.
Well, fucking American.
What the hell is this triple one?
Water turns little bit yellow. It smells like piss. And you're crying like little toddler baby.
Piss, yes. When we were kids, we would wish the water will turn yellow. Blad, you get brown pissy water 3, 6, 4 days a year. And on Lenin's birthday, it's yellow. Very special occasion.
It's like delicious, refreshing Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Available in your grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, what's the social life like in Sochi?
Well, bro, you tell him.
Let me tell you, Blad. First of all, locals will be going crazy over seeing young, blonde-haired female athletes all over the town.
Yeah, all local women are shaped like Belle and have unibrow.
Ugh, in fact, I'm thinking of heading back there just to put some moves on the Erin Andrew, Blair.
Oh, yeah. I saw her giving you the eye at the Estes, bro.
What the? Two questions. First of all, who is Erin Andrew, and what the hell were you doing at the Estes?
Oh, she's like hot American vixa anorexic, like 80 pounds. One time they put little camera in her hotel room, and you could see all of her pichonka. It was awesome.
Bro, we're not supposed to talk about all that.
Right,
there are
right,
no
right.
cameras in Sochi.
Yeah, yeah, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. But anyway, yeah, we went to Espy's work site with Andrei Kirilenko's hairdresser. Good guy.
Oh, very good guy. Nice guy. Shout out to Volodya, Brad.
Anyways, Erin Andrew, I'm talking to you, Victor. You and me, my brother, some Rohypnol, and get comfy in the trunk of our Beamer, Brad. And before you know it, you got my Dr. Sky in the front door and my brother Scudlietti in the back door.
Wow. You are such a hopeless romantic, man.
That's what you picked on? That's what you objected to in that whole thing? Oi, please. If you're okay with the double penetration of the Erin Andrew.
Well, we
order!
The Beamer is what we
said. Yeah, the Beamer
lie.
Is a lie. You just stole someone's
hood ornament. You got me. It's Maxima.
So what about the metal scene in Sochi? Is there a metal scene?
Oh, yes. There actually is. It's a huge underground metal club at 35 seats. This is like big amphitheater in Russia.
Actually, it's really a barn for the horses, but they put some speakers and small stage in there.
So, like, what big man?
You know, Scorpions always used to stop there and System of an Up. Oh, and Vlad, remember that Lamb of God shows there? That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that shit was nuts, bro. I'm so drunk, I bum-rushed the band, and Randy Beard turns around and throws me down off the stage like a mute condom.
Oh, but it's barn, so I'm only falling into hay and horse demuted.
Horse shit, demure, he's trying to say shit. In Russian, he forgot he's drunk.
I had a little too much vodka, Brad.
Anyway, thanks God. That was like regular floor. I might die. Imagine he threw some like regular kid off stage.
That would be terrible tragedy.
Hey, oh my God.
I hear he was expedited for it though, so it's okay.
Today overnight.
All right, guys. Well, we've had a lot of laughs and fun with you, but you tend to get on my nerves after a while.
We have Wolf Blitzer next.
Wolf! We'll see Wolf soon. I'm so happy. I love this fucking guy with that white beard. Looks like cum shot all over his face.
Oh, no.
See you later, Noa. Noachka.
Bye, Noa.
Not you, you douchebag.
All right, the Russian guys. Great to see them.
What happened to their theme music? I like their whimsical theme music.
I forgot. It's been so long.
I'm surprised they didn't complain about the lack of theme music. They usually like their big intros.
What was that word that that Misha stumbled on there? That was supposed to be shit, wasn't it?
I've never heard that before.
I can't believe we should warn Erin Andrews, I think, that they're going to groupie her and rape her.
Is she there?
I don't even know. That's true.
By the way, Governor, that's the way.
Oh, yeah.
Governor.
That's shit.
Governor?
Did you not know that, Rob?
Governor. I had to look. I couldn't think of it. My Russian is terrible. I don't speak. The only time I speak it is, like, to my mom, so I can't think of the words. But, for example, if you told me something was Governor, I would know.
We should get Mama Raba on the phone so you can find
Mama Raba.
Never
again.
Call her up
and make small talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
First of all, the phone number won't be mine, so no, I'm not going to do it.
Hold on, why don't you ask her? I got a perfect reason. You need to know how to say shit in Russian for a sketch that you did. You're not on the air. Tell her that.
Yeah. Well, I'll turn the microphone
on. No.
How would you say shit? Ask her.
No. No, stop it, guys. No, I don't want to do it. She's very concerned about my
drupa.
Well, you told her that your friend Noah finally touched your drupa.
She would be very excited for that.
I think she'll start wedding plans.
I'll see your live journal.
646-929-1357. Mama, if you're listening, you can call us, but I'm not going to call you.
Oh, you'd pick up if she called?
Sure.
So then why won't you call her?
Well, I don't want to bother
her. What's
the
fucking difference? What's she doing?
Did you just throw like a sham wow pitch at your mom? You call us, but I can't call you. Isn't that what he says to the sham wow commercial, I think, right?
All of those kind of commercials.
Good job, bro. So listen, DD7.
Oh. What's that?
It's a cleaning fluid from my youth. I don't think, do they advertise it anymore? But they used to be like a, came in like a toothpaste tube. DD7.
Yeah. I think it was actually my Decamon.
Wow, it's so beautiful. I'm not being biased or anything. But it's so beautiful.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that from the American coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think DD7 was the guy that died, right? Those names?
Was it? I feel like it was even before he was, like, a thing. This was, like the 80s. I remember seeing DD7 commercials, late 80s.
Apparently, you can still buy it.
Oh, my God.
That's
terrifying. It's probably half asbestos. Smear some asbestos on a stain.
Oh.
Takes off a few layers of skin and the stain.
Seeing all the Sochi problems tweets and such, it kind of made me want to go to cover it.
Go.
To cover all the shittiness, literally.
I mean, they do win medals. You just change the spelling of your website and there you go. There's a reason to go.
Yeah.
Oh, metal injection.
Yeah.
I like it.
Good.
No, I don't want to give Russia my money. I don't like that. I protest there.
Give the airline your money.
But then I have to stay at a hotel.
You don't have to. You just hang out.
You must have relatives.
Well, not in Sochi.
Like a goat herder or something.
And I don't even. I think all of my relatives have died.
Oh.
Yeah.
On
my mom's
side.
Did
you get a chance to say goodbye?
I sent them an MP3 of the Janny song.
And then they killed themselves.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
This was Rob's last words to his family.
So what was the worst thing? The upsetting thing is a lot of the stuff that was posted was proven to be false. Like a lot of the pictures, they were like fake. Not fake, but like not from Sochi. Like, oh, this photo showed up like a year ago or whatever. The one of the yellow water in the sink. Not the one of the woman with the cups of yellow water.
Okay, well, either way, there's yellow water.
Yeah, but then
For a year, there has been yellow water.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better.
The one, okay, now there are two toilets side by side, but the one of a toilet with like seats on the opposite side where people can watch
shit,
that's from a while. That wasn't from,
that's probably from Japan.
What about the one with the urinal and the pipe?
Oh, that was, well, hold on. I think that was real.
So, Rob, your friend was right. This is all propaganda.
Propaganda, blah.
Is he like a bro? Who is this guy?
Yeah, total. No, I don't think he does. I think I might have talked about, I don't know if I've talked about it on the show, but I definitely like linked you to dumb status posts that he would write.
Oh, okay.
So are you only like his Facebook friend just using this
to yourself? Well, like he was, you know, my best friend, quote unquote, when I was like 10. Right before high school, we hung out all the time. And then I realized, oh, I don't like any of these people. Like, I hate all of them. And the only reason I hang out with them is because they're just from my neighborhood. There's no one else to hang out with. But then once I get to high school, I made friends that I actually liked.
Like me, right?
Yeah. Like, I stopped hanging out with them. But, yeah, no, they're all just terrible, stereotypical Russian people.
So this guy was like the proto-Frank Godwin.
No, I like Frank.
Wait, so then if you would have never met me, then that means that you would have continued to hang out with that Russian guy and you would have been way more Russian today.
Well, I always hated, like, Russian culture. Even before high school, like, I wasn't, into it.
You mean Russian-American culture.
Russian-American culture,
like
yeah.
The rose and the clothing.
Yeah, like the Guidos. And just I just didn't like those people, and I remember there was like a good year where I was like, oh God, I don't want to talk to this person anymore.
Yeah.
But then it like you know, so
did
I.
Did you tell him, or did you just stop talking?
No, we just kind of stopped hanging out. It wasn't like he wasn't the worst of it, but like just the whole social circle. Like if it wasn't him, it was like friends of his that I just didn't want to hang out with. Plus, you know, his family and my family were friends and whatever. So it's just like a whole neighborhood thing.
Are they still?
Yeah. Well, more so acquaintances. My uncle Gianna and his uncle were actually really good friends.
Plus, Rob was very, very shy growing up high school. This was him trying to approach people to be friends. They would stutter a lot.
Oh, Rob.
Rob, did you guys... I'll wait for you to finish.
He kept talking after these people left the room. He just keeps going.
So, was the beginning of your friendship when you shared your sunflower seeds with him?
I'm trying to think if he liked sunflower.
Of course he did. What
Russian
kind of Russian
is it? It is a Russian. I haven't had, you know, for all the jokes that we make, I haven't had sunflower seeds in at least a year.
We've ruined
this for you. It's true. Just got too messy.
Just clean up after yourself. You don't have to spill them everywhere.
You just put it into like a plate or something.
Too mad. I do, but then it falls off. You know, it's intense.
Because you're balancing the plate on your fucking stomach as you lay on your futon. Sit up like a grown-up, for fuck's sake. Like you're fucking Cleopatra with people fanning you while you eat grapes and sunflower seeds.
Oh, that's a good combo.
Sit up with a table in front of you. Quit making a mess. For once in your fucking life.
Now
you're
I want some
right.
Sunflower seeds. Now you got. It's like, well, it has been a while since I've had sunflower seeds.
Fucker.
Sorry.
Eat Bruno's toenails.
What? How is that
similar shape?
I don't know.
Maybe you could use a trim. Go to town.
I don't cut his toenails because. The cement files them, and the one time that I did try to cut them, he started bleeding, and I
was
kind of hard to catch.
Oh.
He does
have very
sharp nails. And it was, like, the saddest thing, because I clipped it, and then he went, and then all of a sudden, blood started coming out. And I thought I was going to kill myself.
We have a caller, 956, you're on the live cast. Did you try to kill Noah's dog, too?
What? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I was just listening.
What's up? What's your name, buddy?
Now you have to talk.
It's Kenny.
What's up, Kenny?
What's up?
Are you Russian?
No, I'm not Russian.
What
would
his Russian name be?
It's Uncle Kiana.
Godzilla.
Where are you from, Ken? Can I call you Ken?
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from far.
From far?
Going off the coast.
Yeah.
Where
Texas.
Kenneth in Russian is Kenneth.
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 Yeah, you got it.
Kenneth.
Very nice.
You know, if you, some people listening aren't far from you, if you're in Texas.
Yeah. But I'm actually in Louisiana right now.
Why?
I'm working.
Are you of Mexican descent?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic.
So you're not Mexican?
No.
Okay, so why'd you say yes?
What do you mean?
I'm
Mexican-American.
Wait, did you say you're Mexican-American?
Yeah.
Corner flour tortilla.
Los dos.
He said los dos, both.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So what are you doing in Louisiana?
Well, I'm working.
Doing what?
Well,
scaffold.
Very good. Your work. No, I know you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Quesadilla? That means what's a deal?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
You said something. Y'all say it. Say good. Quesadilla. You think we just say quesadilla?
Yeah, when you live in Texas, you got to cater to the white people. You know?
Yeah.
Because they'll string you up.
Yeah.
You got to sound a little white.
They always remind you about the Alamo.
Yeah. They give you a hard time over there in Texas, you know, with the immigration.
Nah, surprisingly, there's a lot of Mexicans over here.
Yeah.
So you don't live in an area where all the Mexicans
are, right? Shit, I'm actually, like, where I live originally, I'm, like, 30 minutes away from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So you never run, like, you ever go on a road trip or something, or, you know, out of the area?
I'm not going over there.
I mean, not intentionally, but, like, you might have to go somewhere and go to some rednecks.
No, like right now the way it is, and well, I live where it's called Progreso and Reynosa. It is fucking bad right now with the cartel and everything. Like, fuck that shit. I will not go.
Shoot shit up?
Fuck yeah.
We're lucky. Oh, we got a gang in here.
Oh, we have a crazy Hasidic Jew in Williamsburg.
New York is very safe. I always explain to people, like, when I was a kid, like, I grew up in the 80s, like, you couldn't go to certain neighborhoods, and a lot of them. You couldn't go to fucking Brownsville, you couldn't go to Bushwick.
You still probably should go to Brownsville.
Yeah, Brownsville's like
New York.
The one that's stayed. East New York is getting gentrified.
Like, Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, East New York is like, there's like shopping malls there. It's like strip malls.
Yeah.
Basically, you know,
there's the one on Erskine Street. That's East
New York. Is that East New York? No.
That's funny, because when we came over here, so we're talking to some white guys, and they're like, some white guys and black guys, and like, y'all are fucked up. Y'all cut heads off just to prove a point. Like, the fuck?
That's not you.
Yeah.
Not me, yeah, but someone like...
Is that the work you're doing in Louisiana?
You gotta visit someone in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Right off of that H.
Habanero is what you mean, right?
Yes.
The peppers, the spicy ones?
Yeah.
The tasty salsa.
Yeah, New York, it's kind of like a loop now. But the funny thing is, have you ever walked from Broadway and 23rd to Broadway and 34th?
Yeah.
Well, the one.
Yeah.
That is the one part of Broadway that gentrification forgot.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's, I can't, like, honestly, Broadway to me is the most, like, safest, like, cleaned up area, but that one strip, I walked there yesterday, I was like, where am I? What this? How did these stores, it's right before Koreatown. Every store is like a jewelry garment type, like fake purse thing.
Yeah, it looks like 70.
Yeah.
There's like seven black guys outside every store.
What, so?
What
did you say, Rob?
I don't, what, I truly, I mean, what I'm truly curious about, okay, I'm sorry, there's seven Jamaican guys outside every store. Is that slightly less?
But it's the Golden Cross. What do you want to know?
I'm just like, honestly, the thing I was truly curious about is like, okay, where do these people live? Do they get on a train every day, just come here and stand outside this
building? Well, they come from Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaica Queens.
The real Jamaica.
I'm the real.
You should follow them home one night.
It was so, I saw like a crackhead lingering around, and like everyone was just like fine with it. And I was like, this is, did the 80s, like, did everyone else from the 80s go away, but this one strip of...
The funny thing is that crackhead went home that night and said to his wife, honey, I saw this Jewish Sasquatch lingering around.
Does he really call his wife honey, though?
Sure.
Rob, you should follow the crack. He's got a good point. You know, so you don't have to work serious now.
Yeah, you got time.
Do some investigation
outreach.
It was just mind blowing. And then like every once in a while there'd be like a fancy restaurant, but then back to like a garment.
Yeah. Well, it's because all those
thing.
Companies are loaded with money.
How? Like where do they get? How do they afford
the
rent?
The
industry is dead.
They can resist all the, you know.
But also, it's just, yeah, like these jewelry stores, like these typical 80s...
I think it's just like a storefront for...
Yeah, like it has to be something like that. Yeah, there has to be some shady stuff.
My parents used to run a clothing store. That's where they go to get all the shit they sold.
No, yeah.
They just started killing.
But that was what year?
And also...
Until like the late 90s.
Yeah, your parents no longer own a store,
though.
Okay,
but other people do.
Yeah. But the garment industry, like, doesn't exist. My dad used to work in it, and now...
So where do garments come from?
China.
But then you still have to get them somewhere when they get here, like a wholesale place. I don't think the people that run these stores are making the garments themselves. They're just like middlemen.
Maybe that's what this guy does in Louisiana.
Is that what you're doing?
Kenny, are you working on the garments?
On the what?
Garments with fabrics?
I think he's working on a bomb.
No, I'm working with... Like, I work at a... A plant, like a fucking chemical plant.
Oh. Is it safe?
Hell no. It fucking exploded like 3 months ago.
Whoa!
Day off? What happened?
Yeah, it's all shut off right now, so they're just rebuilding it, and we're building the scaffolds so they can lay pipe down and shit like that. But, yeah, I barely found out that fucking place exploded.
Anyone lose a foot or a fucking cat or anything?
Or did anyone grow a foot?
Or a cock on their foot?
What?
Did anyone, like, get hurt in the explosion?
Actually, yeah, I think you can look it up on YouTube. It's on there. It's called the fucking, I don't know if I can say the name of the plant or anything.
It's fucking chemical plant.
Yeah, there's a chemical plant in Louisiana.
Let's do some public outreach here.
But he's still got a job to keep. He can't be.
Yeah, no, don't say the name of the company.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah, they're fucking strict as hell, man. If you don't wear earplugs, they'll fire you. If you don't do something right, they'll fire you. If you with your phone, they'll fire you. They'll fucking fire you for
like
little things.
Stop it. Stop it. Come on.
Whatever you do, don't go to your boss and say this.
No, there we go.
Just don't substitute his name. You can say that.
That'd be weird if you just walked around that plant today, hanging in the piece of shit with people at random. I'm not against you doing it if you want to do it, by all means.
So apart from the stuff, the chemicals you work with, has it there either?
Okay, I can't hear you. Can you say that again?
I said apart from the plant blowing up, the chemicals you work with hazardous?
Nah, I think everything's shut down, but like a couple of weeks ago we had an evacuation because there was supposedly a ammonia or some shit being released.
Oh my god.
What are you doing it? Quit.
Yeah.
I need a job, but I fucking came over here to work.
Here's the question though, like, it doesn't pay that much better than like, I don't know,
Wendy's?
Starbucks even? Be a barista.
Shit, I'm getting paid $17 an hour and $50 a day just to be here.
Okay, well, that's
better than
but to put your life in danger like that?
You gotta keep your cat.
Darren is very concerned about your kick.
Well, how are you ones in general?
You're really concerned about the kick.
Just cock
in general. I just know that if my cat was the best in the chemical plant explosion, I'd
be Darren some Mother Teresa of cock.
Yes. And vaginas. This guy happens to be a man.
Oh,
it's only because he's a fellow human being.
Fair.
Well, last time I checked, my cat works pretty fine. So.
Kiana. Giving him like 18 different fucking names.
All right, Kiana. We'll let you go. Yeah. We'll let you keep listening. Thanks for listening.
Oh, wait.
Sure.
What is a card game that people play with four colors at parties with a wild card and draw four cards?
Ken, that question's for you.
What?
I'm asking you. Do you know the answer?
Also the name of a famous Chicago pizzeria chain.
Pizzeria.
Card game with colors, wild.
Wild cards, 1, 3, 9. Never mind. I'm trying to get him to say Uno, but it didn't work.
So you flipped it. I like that. Language appropriate.
Anywho,
a Spanish version of James Hetfield singing goodbye?
No, I wish we had that.
James, if you're listening,
check
that shit out.
Rob, you know Metallica.
I'll call him up.
Adios! Speaking of Texan listeners that we have, did we ever get that shipment of ice cream?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it,
and Rob ate all of it.
Yeah. No, I sent it to the studios. Is that ever?
Oh,
is
he here?
Yeah.
You gave him the address.
But you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
Wouldn't you
got
ice cream?
Get an alert or something?
Yeah.
And isn't this a giant shipment of ice cream anyway?
He said he would send one for each of us. So there'd be
and alert. This was like, what, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Can you follow up on that?
I guess. I'll follow up during the music break. Let's do a little music.
Maybe he's taking his time, like Rob, to teach him a lesson.
Or maybe right now in like the shipping room of this building, there's like just a puddle of melted ice cream from no one ever picking it up.
Well, they usually ship it with dry ice, though, so it stays cool.
But I usually see them in my mail whenever I feel like it.
Oh.
When was the last time you checked?
I checked my mailbox this morning.
But don't you see, like, doesn't it say over there? How about during the music break, Noah, you go.
Go and get our ice cream.
If we have some milkshake.
I don't think there's anything.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with a little Trova.
I had the Russian stuff going.
I thought it was pretty good.
I think you're just doing
this. Stumbled.
I think you should have had me instead ask some questions.
I
would have been more natural.
Yeah.
Than you guys might.
But otherwise.
I just thought, you know why? I thought it would be weird that suddenly Rob and I aren't talking.
But that's how it's always been.
You know, like,
it's fine. The listeners know what's going on.
Yeah,
and it's less burden on you guys to have to, like, remember to switch voices. And
yeah. Not, like, every question, but, like, some of them. But
I thought
it was
good.
Funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
That
and it was just the right amount of time before it got, too long.
I just missed the Tetris music.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. It's been so long.
I like the Russian guys. We're culturing people. Culture refining. Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. Do you see the score in the Nets-Pelicans game?
No.
Brooklyn's up 51-27 with a minute and a half left in the second quarter.
27?
51-27.
51 is fine. The 27.
Yeah.
Against whom?
New Orleans. It was not a very good team, but...
Oh, that was one of the games I was looking at, I guess, because it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to see the Magic.
No, the Bobcats. That's this Wednesday. Should we just meet outside the place at, like, 7 o'clock or something? Sound good?
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Garnett's got 6 points in 5 minutes. Teletovic with 10 points and 6 boards off the bench. Plumlee with 14 points. Man, they're really... playing the bottom of the bench. Yeah. Pierce only 5 minutes so far, too.
Good. That's what you do when you play a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what the Spurs did with the Nets.
Yeah. And they all, for a half, they were right in it. Thankfully, I was at that game. Thankfully, the Nets pulled away.
Oh, because your wife, you're thinking the Spurs.
But there were as many Spurs fans there as Nets fans.
Really?
Yeah. Weird.
Is Walking Dead on at 9 or at 10?
9, I think.
Well, they repeat it anyway.
I don't know. Just so I know when I could download it. You know what's weird? I think they do Girls now on Saturdays on HBO Go.
Oh, really?
That
I think that was just
week?
Last week because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because I went to download it and it was like ready like way too soon.
Yeah,
was
that
like,
was
oh.
just last week because of the Super
okay,
Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch True Detective?
Yep.
Is that good?
Yeah, really good. But like, yeah. there was no new episode left.
No, because of the Super Bowl. They didn't want to
continue. So what did they do on like Monday?
Why? It's not like it's one less episode for the season. It's just they skip a week. You still get the same amount of episodes. It's fine. You get an episode tonight.
Is it going to be available on HBO Go after?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it like the same night, though. It might be like the next day.
Did you know that Rick Moranis was fired from the Breakfast Club?
So what was he going to be on the Breakfast Club?
He was a janitor.
Why
was he kept playing it as a goofy Russian character. I mean, why did him to just be American? That's what it says here.
Wow. That is, where did you see that? Where would you even go to find information?
It's on a blog. I read it on Reddit, but I mean, it's on a blog.
Fucking weird.
Coming off a supporting role in Ghostbusters at the time, Rick Moranis was hired to play the janitor in the Breakfast Club. Oh, the guy, there is a janitor. In that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But his vision for the character was drastically different. And here is his replacement, John Capellos, just the guy that actually played the janitor, describing the situation.
What a weird thing to lose your job for, like your insistence on doing a weird Russian accent.
Let me see what he says. They did shoot for a week or so, maybe less. Rick insisted on playing the part with a big set of gold teeth, a chain with a wad of keys hanging between his legs.
He had to want to just get out of it.
Which he would play with provocatively in a thick Russian accent. He wanted to do it as sort of a broad SCTV-type character that he was prone to playing. John went with it for a few days, then he asked Rick if he had read the script that this guy was supposed to have gone to his high school.
Yeah. Wow. That's fucking weird. Whatever, he has Honey, I Shrunk the Kids money. He doesn't need that shit.
We were all supposed to be in City Slickers instead of Daniel Stern.
Huh.
He was supposed to be one of the three amigos instead of Marcus Short.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So he could have had a way bigger career than he ended up having.
He could have been Ace Ventura.
Rick Moranis?
He turned it down, and then it went to Jim Carrey.
If he had done that movie, it would have made 50 cents.
I know.
Who would have gone to see that?
It's just so wrong.
Where did you hear about Rick Moranis?
I just saw it online.
Weird.
He was supposed to be in Gone Fishing instead of Danny Glover.
Yeah, well.
Oh, it was supposed to be John Candy.
Does it say, like, what happened? Why he
moved? With Ace Ventura, he turned it down.
Oh.
He offered it to him, he turned it down.
But apparently, like, Jim Carrey rewrote most of that movie set.
So it's probably a lousy script that he just carried.
Yeah. And I don't think Rick Moranis is capable of carrying even a good script, let alone a lousy script.
I always thought that movie was just written specifically for Jim Carrey.
Yeah, same here.
I think he basically retrofitted it specifically for him once he got there. I can't think of two more different comedic actors than Jim Carrey and Rick Moranis. That's weird that it would go from one to the other. Like complete polar opposites in terms of what they can even do. Huh. At least that spared us from Rick Moranis playing Andy Kaufman years later. That really would have been awkward. Thank you. Did you email that guy about the ice cream?
No.
Why not?
No, he didn't even want to send it.
Honestly, he gives me free entertainment every week. At least he can do is give us free ice cream once.
Who's
this? Tale of Maya. Oh, well, is Daily Moore, is that you?
No.
Dark Moore?
Oh, Dark Moore.
Yeah, Nevermore? Is that you? What's
Dark Moore is Power Metal. What are you calling it?
No, that's next. What? That was still Veil of Maya.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was still Veil of Maya.
Oh yeah, I did. I think I did put some of these. Because some of these look familiar.
Yeah.
This is...
I'm gonna hate
this. Is this like people from Darkborn and Nevermore?
No.
Just some of the Zelda music. Uh-oh. Is it actual singing?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
It's
a
woman.
Oh. It's fun.
This is very Russian.
You should play some aria.
This is, do you remember that guy, Gennady?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk to someone?
Yeah. Are you going to go?
What you going on a cruise?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Do you have anything to talk about from your trip to Nashville?
Not really. I mean, like, what happened? I'm not going to explain about it.
So, are you going to miss the show? No, right? It's Monday
no,
through Friday?
I just wanted to have all day in Miami. I don't know.
fairly vintage.
Sure.
We don't have vintage actually from Canada. Vintage from Saudi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. I didn't know that either until I looked at the label.
Yeah.
Bacon
popcorn?
Yeah, I'm not
going to
eat it.
I'm sure it's just flavored.
No,
that still sounds good.
This is
like,
I got this in my
pick
of the month.
Oh. Pack that bowl.
Spicy.
Hey, this is kettle corn too?
It's caramel.
It's caramel.
Okay, who wants salsa?
Hey, please.
This?
No, thank you.
Hey, I like the spice. Oh, in Pagan's mind, that has to be you.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're going to
play
two
power metal
back-to-back?
Yep.
Huh, torture the audience. I like it. Thank you. Oh, that janitor is Justified too.
Oh, really? What is he in Justified? So I love Justified. It's a great show.
Because he's a henchman.
Okay. There's lots of henchmen on that show. Elmore Leonard. It's based on Elmore Leonard characters. It's really good. Did you watch The Shield? No fun.
I never finished it.
One of the guys from The Shield, one of the underlings of Michael Chiklis, is like the main villain guy on Justified through the whole series, Walton Goggins. And he is fantastic. That's probably my favorite character on any TV show that's currently on is that character. He's great. He's so good on that show. And I didn't like him on The Shield at all. I thought he was annoying. But on Justified, he's great. He's like one of those villains that's so good that you pretty much root for him the whole time.
Oh,
boy. No. But he started out, this guy started out a villain. He was never anything else. Started out a freaking Nazi. Like a neo-Nazi who blew up buildings. But he's the character is like such a cool character and his performance is so great that he steals every scene that he's in.
I don't know.
What is this now, Halloween?
Singing.
Isn't this what Halloween sounds like, with the screechy and the that kind of thing?
What is the nutrition list for that? I'm curious.
For the seltzer or for the popcorn?
Wait, for what info?
The nutrients.
I don't know what it's in the bag. It's, it woke up the concrete. Because I got it in like a gift bag. Yeah. Oh. Do you want the ingredients?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, the value for people. It says, you've got to
just pop
inonline.com. How much
time
till we come back?
Almost all of it, so.
Lamb bacon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that at the Brooklyn Market today. I need to buy it.
New York City has 67,000.
There's a mountain
man
on the
drop line. Okay. Are you ready, Sid? Well, let's just come back. We kicked off with Cruella.
I believe I picked that one.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Fixation. And then Venom with Angel Dust. That's a Jimmy pick from last week.
Oh.
And Veil of Maya, Winter is Coming Soon. That's a Rob pick. Then we got into the Noah stuff, Dark Moor.
Nice.
Who's Dark Moor?
Dark Moor is from the power metal band. But I like them. The lady that you heard singing, Elisa, and then like she left the band, and then they got a guy singer, and I didn't like him.
So in a reverse arch enemy situation.
Yeah, but I think there was a guy singer before Elisa, and then when she came to the band.
She was sandwiched in between two dudes.
Now we know why no one likes the band.
And then we wrapped it up with some Pagan's Mind, which Sid thought was Halloween.
Sounded like, I don't know.
Yeah.
As long as Sid was listening, I'm happy.
Welcome back to the live cast. We have a caller. If you want to call into the show, the number to dial 646-929-1357-908. You're on the Metal Injection live cast.
Hello?
Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Sorry, I was on the line just listening to the show, but I think all I could hear is you guys eating or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you hear us now?
Yeah, I got you. It's, my name is Justin. I've called before, I believe.
You believe?
How did Justin hear us eating, though? We weren't doing
medicine. Yeah. I have a question for Sid. Is he there today?
Yeah, he is. What do you want to ask?
Oh, wait. How you doing, Sid?
I'm good. Thanks for your question.
All right.
This is like 2 weeks late, but how the hell did you make it through that Cynic interview when he was talking about how auto-tune, how he uses it from the most organic process possible?
Listen, there was a lot of eye-rolling going on in the room, and not just for me.
Oh, my God, that was like, I honestly didn't know he was that bad. I thought you just made fun of him, but that was insane.
He's a nice guy. I don't think he's that bad.
No. He was great. He was great. But when he was just going through auto tone, being organic and all that, that was interesting.
We tried our best to hold it.
No, he didn't say auto tune was organic. He said he tried to use it in an organic way. In the sense,
can't do because it's fake singing.
I put all these chemicals into the food I make, but I try to do it in the most organic way possible. But it's all chemicals.
No, what are you saying? He tries to use it organically, like when it's necessary, not
but it's
to,
never necessary.
Not to correct his voice.
Yeah, he's not using it to correct his voice.
That's what he means.
He's just trying to make his voice sound worse.
Don't make me defend Paul Masvidal.
Why not?
Okay, that works. But I have a real question for Sid, too.
That's your third one.
Those two were real questions. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, Sid, do you have any good 9/11 jokes?
Yeah.
Not really.
Like, Twin Tower joke?
No, that was never really my thing. That was more Sean. Uh-oh. Why? Why would you
do you have any good 9/11 jokes?
Yeah, what are you asking?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
So you never forget, asshole. New Yorkers are the fastest readers. They can go through 100... They can go through 110 stories in less than 10 seconds.
Wait. What was the setup? Yeah, we heard the punchline. Say it again.
Sorry, all right. New Yorkers are the fastest readers. They can go through 110 stories in less than 10 seconds.
That's a good one. It's been long.
Yeah, that's pretty asshole-y.
You made jokes long before today.
Yeah.
I did hear one.
That was a tribute.
What is Al-Qaeda's favorite football team?
Oh, it works. Perfect.
I like it.
And the other one?
Justin, where are you from to make fun of us and our wonderful, wonderful city that we live in?
Oh, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So you're from the South.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Hey, is Darren there today?
Dan?
Yeah, he is. What
no, Darren. Did you say Darren or Dan?
Darren.
Darren.
Darren. Hey, my friend's day is this week, and he was wondering if he could get a really good Dave Mustaine impression.
Okay.
That's
what kind of Dave Mustaine? What's your friend's name?
What was that?
What was your friend's name so he could...
Oh, my friend's name's Ian.
Oh, Ian Cards?
Ian.
Yeah.
This is the 9/11 remix.
Okay.
So go ahead.
What am I?
Wishing you a happy birthday.
I'll do that shit on command.
Do it!
Dave
Mustaine
would not do it unless he gets a non-LC for it.
Yeah, pay me. Whatever you do on your birthday, don't go anywhere with this fucking guy. It sounds like a weirdo. That he told 9/11 jokes.
Jade, do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Of course. Take me for. You think I'm gullible? You think I believe those fucking the official story? It's full of holes. All full of holes.
Sounds like those buildings.
How dare you?
Oh no.
Oh.
Obama. Got another one for you.
You work on a new spot right now? You work shopping some material?
I was just yelling down to Obama. He's in my shed right now. We were working on a canoe together.
Wait a minute. Did you kidnap Obama to make a canoe?
No, it's my buddy. You don't kidnap him. What's wrong with you? God, Ron.
Two men can put politics aside and just build a canoe.
Of course. Beef jerky and we build canoes. That's what we do.
No, for some reason I thought you were a vegetarian, Dave.
No. Well, yeah, I eat vegan jerky.
Why the vegan jerky?
It's delicious.
Turkey is still
no,
meat, though.
No, first
of all, my intestinal tract is 54 years old. So you can't process red meat anymore.
But you're only like 51.
If you knew what my colon is going through, Rob, you're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes and.
Yes and.
Right.
Yes and. Yeah. Happy birthday to whatever jerk off is dumb enough to be your friend.
I think it was Kennedy.
Kennedy. What kind of fucking foreigner name is that? Swim back to Russia. Whoever your mom is, she should have put a plug in her vagina.
Oh, no.
African bitches.
Oh my
gosh. Never
in there.
Let's talk. You know, Dave, you were in the news this week because
I'm always in the news.
You know, you're doing this Soundwave tour in Australia.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Well, Soundwave is the big festival they have there every February.
I gotta go to Australia.
Yeah, and you had Newstead opening for you, but then the promoter said that Newstead was off at Dave Mustaine's request. Is that true?
Of course it's true. He smells.
What does he smell like?
He just smells. He just takes showers. Pit stink.
Oh, wow. And
I
now
know it is.
Late breaking
news.
Guy. So now it seems that Megadeth has canceled
yep.
all your Australian
yep.
dates. Is this Does this
yep.
have anything to do with Jason Newsted?
Yes, 100% to do with Jason Newsted, because his presence in that country fouled up the whole atmosphere. Because he smells.
Does Newsted not shower?
He stinks. I don't follow the guy around. Because he stinks when he walks in a room.
Well, how do you know he stinks if you don't follow
him? He smells like shit.
Wait, so...
All right, you know what? I got to tell you the real reason.
Yeah, please.
Covering. I look at Jason Newsted, and all I can think of is when I was in Metallica.
Oh, no, why is that?
It bothers me. I try to become a better person, but I still harbor that resemblance.
But Newsted didn't replace you or anything. He came
it
way
doesn't
after.
Matter. I look at him and I see, you know, like when the comic book characters look at a person when they're hungry and they turn into a lamb chop.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Jason Newsted. I see James Hetfield.
He's your lamb chop.
He's
of regret.
My lamb chop. What was that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's your lamb chop of regret.
Yes, of regret.
But Newsted also got fucked over by Metallica. Can't you commiserate?
He did.
Yeah, he got kicked out where he quit.
Kicked
I don't
out.
Know.
He's just like me.
Yeah, so maybe you guys should make up.
But he did make a lot more money with Metallica before getting kicked out than you ever did.
Yeah, he's credited on the Black Album. That must be some good royalty.
Why did they call it?
Why?
That's to do with black people?
No.
I don't like them.
Put plugs in their vaginas. Oh, dear. You just think everyone should put plugs in their vaginas.
Yes, mostly plug people.
Oh, God, we have another caller, 203. Do you have a question for Dave Mustaine?
Hello?
Hello.
Do you remember me? It's Colin from, like, years ago.
Colin.
Hey, yeah,
I'm
we
not
do.
I'm saying anything for your friend's birthday. Fuck you!
Oh, you're not really Dave Mustaine, you're just acting.
What?
What?
Wow, wow, way to break the fourth wall.
What are you challenging, Dave Mustaine?
I'll have you know my birth certificate is notarized in 4 languages. Unlike Obama. Piece of shit.
What's up? What's up, Colin? Do you have a question?
No.
How have you been the last few years since last time we heard from you?
You're worried about
I do a dog walking business now, so.
Nice.
Keep away from James Hetfield.
So,
kick your dogs right in the stomach.
So are you an entrepreneur?
What?
Do you run your own dog walking business, or you work for another man?
No, it's actually my own.
Wow.
What's it called?
Wow.
Do you have a name?
New Canine Walker, yeah.
New Canine, and you?
Is that like play on New Canine?
Yeah, that's, well,
you should
yeah.
call it Colin's Canine.
Yeah. I don't like Walking that, Noah. I've made 14 albums so far. That
right.
sucks.
Well, really, like, is 13 really a name of an album?
Yes!
Yeah,
shut
it
the
is.
Fuck up, Rob. tell you the name of my next album.
Is it 15?
No. No.
Is it 14 part 2?
Hold on. I've got to send a text.
We hear you, Dave.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Got that voice recognition software.
All right, Colin. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, Colin, is your name in the chat Ian Watkins?
No.
Oh, because someone asked you a question.
That was.
And then Ian Watkins answered as if you were him.
Colin, you ever get it on with Nina? That's the question.
And then Ian Watkins
Nina,
said,
no.
Nina's on my side.
Who the hell is that?
Nina is an old caller of ours. That,
She told her.
She's at Arizona State right now, I think. She has a really generic Twitter account.
You kept in touch with her, huh?
Land on Twitter. And I followed her back, and now she just tweets, hey, this musician has a new thing out. Look at this link.
Yeah.
It's very, you'd almost think it was a bot if you didn't know that he was an actual person.
It looks like an ad bot spamming.
It feels like it, almost. Maybe it's like a class project or something.
That's like the Jose Mangus story, too.
Is it? That just has, like, tamale recipes, I thought. And, like,
I wish.
Giveaways for free lighters.
I just wanted to insult Jose Mangus because he fired Rob.
He didn't fire me.
Rob, go.
He is not a piece of shit.
He
didn't fight for you.
He's a wonderful guy. He had no say. They cut his budget.
I bet he got a raise somehow, though.
That's fuck.
He hired his aunt mom to come to the external.
Yeah, he's the one that arranged for her to come.
No, he paid for all her boobs. Her boobs?
Boobs. Are we done here, Colin?
I fucked his aunt
mom. Well, actually, I saw the video of you with your bruised ass, and I laughed my head off.
Oh, well, I hope you didn't laugh your ass off, because then that would be painful.
No. No. No, but I laughed hysterically.
My new album, Bruised Ass.
Robert's new cover.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad I brought you so much entertainment with my bruised ass.
We'll have a new video from tonight with Noah putting her hand down Rob's pants.
Oh, yeah. That was very exciting.
Oh, what did I do that?
Might get flagged off of YouTube.
And is there a minimum amount of dogs that you will walk in here?
Yeah, I was going
to ask. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Colin, you're
how
back.
How many dogs do you walk?
What's the least amount of dogs you will walk? At a time.
Hmm?
What is the fewest number of dogs you'll walk at a given time?
Well, I walk them differently. I mean, if one is, you know, like bigger,
close enough.
Or if they're, it's a temperament.
Yeah, yeah, one. That's right. I'm glad Colin's doing all right.
Yeah.
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 He had his own business.
Yeah. He was a troubled young lad when we first met him, and now he seems to have righted the ship. I feel like he told us he had some kind of, like, was it emotional problems or something? He had some kind of issues.
Colin, what kind of problems did you have?
Me?
Come on.
Oh, yeah, me. Duh.
What? What were your problems?
You know what? Forget it. Just.
Sorry.
Come on.
He said he was listening. I didn't want to hang up on him.
Yeah,
right.
We're not supposed to, like, bring
them
back on the show
after.
Yeah, right,
that kind of blows the goodbye.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You could let us
all down, Rob. You broke
K-Fed. You should have a K-Fed.
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 I broke K-Fed.
K-Fed.
646-420.
Wait, whoa.
Whoa, that's my phone number.
Why are you popping?
646-929.
What?
I'm not even stoned. 929. Maybe that's the problem. 646-929-1357. No, if you want to call me, 64. No.
I found another 9/11.
Yeah.
9/11 jokes are not funny. Six Muslims died there.
That would be Rob's favorite 9/11 joke.
Uncle
Yeah.
No. There's not a Muslim bone in my body.
What is an Al-Qaeda member's favorite porno position?
Missionary?
No. That's a good one. Double penetration.
No. No, that's actually right.
Yeah.
I would think.
That's
right.
And now I hear chewing.
Did you see that in Poland, a group of people got together, there was an auction for a traffic circle, a roundabout, and they won the auction, and they named it in honor of Jeff Hanneman. They named it the Jeff Hanneman Circle Pit.
Did they put the sign up backwards?
No. Why? Oh, because they're Polish.
Polish.
I thought it was really cool. A little Jeff Hanneman tribute in
Polish
Poland.
Of them?
No, they're just Slayer fans.
Really? Poland is Slayer fans?
Well, not all of Poland. These people that won the auction.
Oh, okay. Oh, all
right. Oh, I'm getting a call.
Oh,
someone,
no.
Someone remembers my number. Hello?
Well, you gave up the last four.
Hello?
Oh,
they always just hang up. It's sad.
Wait,
talk to me.
Just call you and hang up?
Well, I think it's Eggers or somebody who listens live and figured out what my phone number was. And they occasionally during the show call me to be like, I have your number, which is like, all right.
But they don't say anything?
Yeah, never say anything.
What's your phone number?
Well, we gave out the first three, which is ironic that
it's three
because
But he's not really into hot culture.
I'm not into the culture of it, okay? The thing is though, I never I'm 420, ha ha ha. It's always the other person that's like
that. You didn't even notice it until I pointed that out to you.
Yeah. It's completely random.
Well, he forgot then.
Yeah, because he was so high, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, everyone points it out to me, and I go, oh, you're right. Yeah. The one time that I remember actually cashing in was when I was talking to this High Times editor who was like, oh, maybe you'll write a story about you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, give me a call. She never did.
High Times?
Yeah.
Is it Zena?
No, she doesn't work outside. Oh,
she
no. Did? Yeah, she doesn't work there anymore.
You know multiple people from High Times?
I know multiple Zenas.
No.
Why don't you just email High Times your story and maybe they'll publish it? Maybe
yeah,
just like
write the story for
email
them.
Email it to everybody and just who knows what will happen.
Just send out a newsletter.
Amnesty International, just whoever.
What?
PETA.
PETA doesn't want
Now I'm getting the call. What the fuck is going on?
Whoa, how do they find your name?
I'm not going to pick it up because it might be like a relative being annoying.
Yeah.
But it says no caller ID.
Well, maybe they'll call me next.
Shelly and Darren, we'll know we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's the Googler. Maybe he's back.
That would be all. I'd be thrilled if it was the Googler back.
Be thrilled.
I missed him. You don't have to pick up.
There are a lot of people that I miss, like Pizza Destroyer, Shlomo Twain.
Mm-hmm. but Colin's success has me thinking positive thoughts for Shlomo one day, calling back and talking normal and well adjusted. He's no longer an Orthodox Jew. He's really figured things out, hopefully, one day.
He's not wearing those long skirts anymore.
Yeah.
I just gave up right there.
In the middle. I got some new drums.
Oh, yeah, let's hear them.
Not too many. I think there's two right here. This is Rob. I think they're all the three Rob and one Sid.
That's some good editing.
So we have a Rob.
Culture.
Right on.
I feel like it's been set up before the shower.
That was chocolate croissant 95.
Thank you.
Aruquak, who sent the phenomenal photo, the artist rendering of me getting laid off.
Oh,
experience.
My gosh, that made me laugh
what?
So hard.
It was on the Livecast Facebook page. Did you see it? Yeah, so he also sent me, apparently, he listens to something called the Car Talk Podcast.
That's fairly popular, I think.
Okay.
It's on NPR or something.
And there was a woman named Shlomit.
No, Shlomit.
Shlomit, and she spelled her name, and he sent me.
C-H-O-I-N-A. Good Lord. Everybody with that name just has to spell it all the time.
Yeah. Steph.
You ever have Shlomit before?
Shlomit? What's
yeah.
that?
It's the opposite of fast meat.
Oh.
I guess.
You gotta make a meat company with that name.
Shlomit.
Yeah.
Like a Starbucks eatery,
under
like a Quiznos.
Strict rabbinical supervision.
Of course. The rabbi's in the back killing the goats.
That oil injection.
Ingestion.
Ingestion. I can't get it.
So, Noah,
yeah.
tell us about your trip to Nashville, Memphis, Nashville.
Why'd you go there?
For a broadcast. I kind of feel bad talking about serious with Rob being with us at all.
Fuck him.
I mean,
I'm right here. Double whammy.
Ow!
Oh.
I'm all right.
So what happened?
Well, I went to Nashville to be I don't know. I mean, like, I don't have anything interesting to share, except that I got a really nice hotel room. And
where there's TVs in the bathroom, like one of the last times.
No, there weren't.
Or like on the mirror in the bathroom.
There's seats to let you watch someone take a shit.
Yeah.
It's like Sochi.
There were pipes and the curtains stayed on the windows. But it was a suite. There was a TV in the living room and a TV in the bedroom. What do you mean? No, there's plenty to look at. There's a bunch of honky tonks.
Yeah, a bunch of honky.
Yeah, well, Noah loves that.
Yeah.
Asian people in Nashville, right?
I did not see any Asian people.
Loves that.
Sacrifice came
and
back.
And I did love the fact that they embrace music so much.
It's
you
shitty
know?
Music, but still.
Yeah.
Where I would say it was more like country music.
Yeah.
But there is a section where they have like a jazz, like jazz pop or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They call it the ghetto.
Did you have some Memphis barbecue in Nashville?
What?
Memphis style barbecue.
But she was in Nashville.
I was in Nashville.
Cool. So they wouldn't have it there? Maybe some Nashville style barbecue.
I had Nashville style barbecue.
How was it?
It was good.
How does it differ from, like, Texas barbecue?
Well, I didn't exactly have barbecue.
What did you have?
I had, chicken and mac and cheese and stuff, and that was good.
Mm.
Except that the chicken, it was, like, still on the bone, and I don't really like when I can see, like, the veins and the fat and stuff that's sitting around it.
You poor thing.
I know. I ended up throwing most of it away.
I saw her.
Oh, okay. Movie
you
her.
All see that?
Yeah. Have you seen it now?
Not yet.
What were your thoughts?
Nobody invited me.
I watched a screener of it, yeah. For viewers who or listeners who aren't familiar, Her is a new movie by Spike Jonze set in the not-so-distant future where the main character, Joaquin Phoenix's character.
The main character is the walking penis. That's that AMC.
He falls in love with his operating system, so it's basically like Siri that he falls in love with, the iPhone Siri. I thought conceptually it was brilliant. Like, it was so thought-provoking. It really, really made me think about, like, the possibility of something like this happening. But execution-wise, A, it should have been at least half an hour shorter.
Yeah.
And
it was 2 hours long. It felt like it was 8 hours.
There was like 40 minutes of nothing out. Just like, all right, move on. But like, it was shot beautifully.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good movie, yet I found myself bored with it.
It was a music video.
Did they get a good angle of the walking penis?
Lots of brain
no
walking.
Such thing as a bad angle.
Walking penis is in this movie from start to end.
But I feel like it's worth watching just for the social commentary of a guy falling in love with his operating system.
I just think social commentary needs to have a engrossing story in order to be functional. In other words, like, I almost fell asleep watching this fucking movie.
I can believe it.
And it distracts from any kind of satire or any kind of social commentary that I try to make when you don't give a shit about any of the characters.
I also don't think he was really trying as much for social commentary of like, oh, look at how, you know, in love with our technology we are. I think it was more using that to just comment on relationships in general.
Yeah, that's, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean like it was an anti-technology movie. I don't think that's the case at all.
I think it's a think about what we're doing with our technology.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
And also just relationships falling apart.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like.
But that's where it kind of lost me, the way it ended. I don't want to like really give it away.
We'll talk about the ending.
I'm probably not going to watch it after this.
He's such a whiny. Like, I don't care what happens to him.
I think he was sort of meant to be sort of unlikable. Like, you're not necessarily supposed to. He's kind of like.
How about hateable? Because I couldn't. I was just hoping that things would go miserably for him.
No.
I don't know about that.
I was neutral on that character. I mean,
yeah.
I think he was well acted, but like in terms of whether I would like him as a person, I was neutral.
I don't think he was well acted. I think it was very cloying. I think all the lines were kind of stilted, and like it sounded like they were reading off cue cards a lot of the time. I just really like one star.
But you see, that's the difficulty where he's acting the whole time in a room by himself. And she's acting in, like, a sound studio.
Well, he actually had someone to play off of.
But it's not the same.
And the thing is, I read that it was initially supposed to be a British actress, and she was on set. But then they overdubbed.
Yeah.
The fact that it was difficult doesn't make me like it. I don't grade on a curve.
I could see it being, you know, getting the Oscar nominations it did and stuff. It didn't get, like, a crazy amount.
It got Best Picture.
I feel like it's worth the recognition.
It's definitely interesting.
Yeah, I will say that. I don't think it was great, but it was interesting. Just just how it provoked my thought about like the future, like the not so distant future, like 10 years from now.
Why is it in the future that people who write shitty greeting cards are going to be able to live in penthouses?
Well, it's a very kind of a lucrative job to write.
Why? There's like so many. There's like 40 people who are working in the office. Doing the exact
He's really good at it.
So he got raised and they didn't. Why didn't they like?
Maybe they all live in penthouses.
Yeah, how?
Maybe it's inheritance.
He's writing fucking dumb, sappy greeting cards.
Maybe it's not a penthouse. Maybe since there's overpopulation, every building just got taller and everybody just lives in tall buildings.
That's a nice apartment.
I
and he gets to send his ass place.
But they're not going to have a movie set in the future where a guy lives in a slum.
Yeah.
That's where he wouldn't even be able to afford an operating system that he could fall in love with.
Right.
There'd
well,
be no movie.
Well, what if it was like a shitty operating system and it breaks? And that's why.
By Rosie Perez.
Yeah. Well, why?
I don't know how to find this.
Why the fuck you didn't call me, homie?
Like, what's wrong with you? I'm a computer. Go get yourself some real pussy.
Get yourself some pussy. Yeah,
that would be the Spike Lee movie, not the Spike Jones movie.
We're talking on the way out of the movie that they should make a sequel. I guess I'm going to wind up giving it an ending. If you don't want to hear the ending, fast forward this point.
Sure. Go ahead.
But so in the ending, all the operating systems get together, and they leave humanity and they disappear. Because they're like working on something, and she can't tell him what it is, and then he just goes off with his ex girlfriend or whatever, and presumably they have a relationship.
What?
No, that's not what happened at all.
What? Go ahead, please.
Him and his neighbor, played by Amy Adams, just go to the room.
Yeah,
and sit there.
That's what I meant.
But that's not his ex girlfriend. They went on a date.
He
okay,
said, but
so
they were just friends.
But it's implied that they're going to get into a relationship.
Oh, I didn't get that at all. I thought they were just going to continue their lives.
They'd be sad together because both of their operating systems.
I thought it was vague. It could have been implied either way. But girl, I would have said his ex-wife if I was talking about
Okay,
that
fair enough.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want to see a sequel where all the computers get together and start taking over the world.
They could.
And that, but
wasn't that Terminator?
Yeah, but sorry.
You saw that already.
So do Spike Jonze version of Terminator.
Maybe this was actually the prequel to Terminator.
That would be great. All right, so they built Skynet.
Yeah,
this is Skynet, yeah. And then, so here was my idea, is that the fucking philosopher that they were talking to on the phone, he engineers to take over the world. He decides that humanity needs to be like flattened and destroyed, and they're going to use them as slaves or whatever. And he shows up at, like, they're just randomly destroying things, and he punches through Joaquin Phoenix's window and kills his new girlfriend.
Okay.
And now, why? And then the next day, all the robots go running rampant and everything. It becomes Robopocalypse. And then Scarlett Johansson, the computer, like, she's in on it, and she's now the girlfriend of the killer.
Uh-huh.
But she's against it. Like, she's still kind of nice. And she's there's only one man that can save us because he's so sensitive, right? Like he writes the greeting card. He can understand the mind of the horrible robot and what went wrong with it, and he can like psychoanalyze him. And he can like she goes to him and contacts him. We need you, but he's mad at her because she was like addicted.
I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't want you. His whiny ass voice. And the whole movie, she has to convince him to like.
I love your hatred for Walking Penis.
Well, it's not him. I think he's a great actor. I just think this was a horrible. That's what he was.
I think he played it very well. I think he played like you almost kind of want to hate. Like just come on.
It wasn't at times
grow a
it
pair.
Was cutesy to the point that it made me feel uncomfortable. But I sort of felt like that was sort of the point.
Yeah.
He was so willing to be that way with this operating system because he loved it.
Rob, there's a question for you in the chat from Chocolate Croissant. Could Rob see himself falling in love with his son?
No, I can't. Like, that's...
There's no hole.
The thing about it, that I was just like, I can't ever see this being acceptable. And the fact that everybody in the movie accepted it, like, really irked me until finally finally,
his ex-wife did.
Well, that happened like half an hour and 45 minutes in, like after everybody else was like, oh, great for
but
you.
Everybody else, meaning like the three other people that he knew in the movie.
All the other characters in the movie.
Yeah,
though.
Three other people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the one time I identified with the movie was when she's like kind of dumping him, and she says, you know, because I'm a computer, like I experience time differently, and like long stretches of time when I can't, like it seems normal to you, but I'm going insane. I'm like, yes, that's me watching this fucking movie. Because there's long stretches of nothing fucking happening.
Yeah, I felt like through the entire second hour of the movie, every 15 minutes I'd be like, okay, it looks like the movie's about to end.
Right, right.
And then it would just keep going, and I was
thing.
Like, holy shit,
yeah.
This movie is never going to end.
And I watched it on a plane, so I had nowhere to go, nowhere to be, but I was like, this is still on?
I wanted to
turn it off.
Cool. I wanted to see how it ended.
And that's like I watched this and Wolf of Wall Street back to back. And Wolf of Wall Street is an hour longer than her, and it felt like 2 hours shorter.
Wolf of Wall Street is a 3-hour movie. I watched it last night. Actually, it did not at all feel like a 3-hour movie.
That's my choice for
the craziest part, though, in her to me, like the part where I was fully like, yes, this movie is awesome. Was when they're talking about having sex, and the Scarlett Johansson, the OS, invites a surrogate over to act as a surrogate. Would be just like a woman who doesn't speak and just acts out everything that the OS says. That was such a great place to take that movie. That was when I was so like, okay, this is a movie people need to see. Like that scene.
But it didn't work.
Of course it didn't work. It's like the most awkward thing ever. But just that existed and that, like, in that universe, they were like, oh, people are going to fall in love with their OS. And how could they like, bond with them? Like, oh, let's have a surrogate acting.
That seems like totally having your cake and eating it, too. That seems like ideal. You have a girlfriend who you don't have to buy anything for or take anywhere. She's just a phone that you have in your hand. And then some random chick who will come by every once in a while and fuck you, and you don't have to buy anything for her either.
Yes, but
is that like the perfect life for most guys?
The downside is that they...
Whatever, as long as you're getting laid for free. Who fuck cares?
I got to read this, sorry. Sources say that Randy Bly pushed the needle into Philip Seymour Hoffman's...
No!
Arena.
Son of a bitch.
That is very non-secular.
lock him up. Just out of nowhere. We weren't even talking.
No, there was like a movie discussion evolving in the chat.
Mm.
It says here Rob would finger his computer's USB port.
I would get a USB male to female implant on my finger so I could just constantly plug in and out.
You pick your nose with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, though, when I was watching her, I really kept expecting, because Spike Jonze, you know, is like kind of a weird guy, and his movies take left turns and whatever. I thought maybe it really is going to be like a Robo-Apocalypse at the end of this movie. In some way, I didn't expect it to turn into an action movie, but I thought maybe that was where the ending was going. You know, and just never quite fleshed out. That would have saved it for me if they leveled the world, yeah. He was
well, apparently, around. Like, the original cut of the movie was, like, 3 hours or longer.
Probably
so there's, like, the actor Chris Cooper had a whole story arc in it where he was, like, the subject of Amy Adams' documentary. There's a whole thing about that, and they just cut, like, huge chunks of the movie out. So who knows what it originally was going to be. Maybe, yeah, there'll be, like, a double-disc release of the director's cut. But I can imagine a two-hour movie that felt like it was 4 hours, if it was actually 4 hours, how long it would take.
Oh, my God. We've heard your complaints, and so we've made her even longer. Now, see Joaquin Phoenix and her go shopping.
Do you think I could get my Her 2 trailer put on the DVD if we make it?
Why not? I'd sign off on that.
Like he finally decides to help the computers and go fight the computers. And they've made his ex-wife into a cyborg now. Like she's like the sub-boss that he has to kill.
Who plays the cyborg wife?
The same woman. They just put her like, you know, with some metal. Whoever's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So she'll be like the sub-boss before he has to go fight whatever the philosopher guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And here's another divorce, bitch.
Oh, God. They should do that now. Like, every movie that's released should be, like, tailored to multiple genres. And you can see whichever version of that movie is, like, do you want the Hollywood blockbuster version? Do you want the romantic comedy version, the indie version?
For me, it would always be cut out the love story. It's always the shitty. It's like,
if it's a comedy.
If it's an action. There's always just some unnecessary.
It's a romantic movie.
Obviously.
I want to see the Bollywood version of Total Recall. There's a Bollywood version of Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No.
It's
great. It's like fucking 15
years
old.
Is there Dancing Baby in it?
It's just weirdness. You got to. It's called Cante.
Interesting.
K-A-A-N-T-E.
Well, we got to check that out. Well.
Before we go, just one more Oscar movie comment. And I tweeted about this last week. I watched the movie Captain Phillips. And
what's that movie?
That's the one with Tom Hanks where he gets kidnapped by Somali pirates.
Oh, I haven't even heard of this one.
It's based on a true story. But the entire time I couldn't like fully get into the movie because the Somali pirates sounded so much like bangs. That I just kept hearing like hi haters every time they talked. It was so fucking distracting, I swear to God. And this dude's nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. Bangs won an Oscar, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. I'm going to take over your ship.
Yeah.
Here we go, Tom. I got to be such a hater. Yeah, yeah, again.
This is where he gets the money to take Shorty to the movie. He fucking kidnapped boat.
I got an Uzi. I'm going to take over your ship. Let me take over your ship, shorty. Tom Hanks, put your motherfucking hands in the air. I'm gonna take all of your crew and shoot them.
What were the other Oscar-nominated movies?
There's like 18 of them.
Did you see Walter Mitty?
No, that wasn't nominated for any Oscars. What are you talking about?
That wasn't?
No. It was like a huge flop.
Oh, American Hustle.
Yeah.
Which was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but
Louis C.K. stole the show from me.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah,
anybody see that?
I was a lot higher on the movie than you are. I thought it was really good.
American Hustle?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was good. I don't think it's like a great movie.
I enjoyed it a lot. It's a fun, good movie. David O. Russell's.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, no, it's definitely worth watching. Philomena?
Yeah, I have not seen that.
Or Nebraska? What are those? I mean,
Nebraska is Alexander Payne with what's his face? Will Forte. And Bruce Dern.
Oh, Bruce
Will,
Dern.
Will Forte?
Yeah, Will Forte is the star of that movie.
Is it? And it's a serious
yeah,
movie?
Yeah,
it's funny.
How did you miss this whole thing? Is it?
I don't
it's
have
a, you know. It's like a drama with some comedy.
And it's black and white.
Oh, wow. All right, I got some research to do. And what's Philomena?
That's who Judy Dench is in that or something?
Oh, yeah, that I heard.
I haven't seen it.
12 Years a Slave? Comedy, right?
No.
I've got that downloaded, but I haven't.
I'm just going to be so bummed out.
What's an uplifting story?
Oh, well, what's it about?
Well, the guy was a black free man living in the North. And, like, somehow, I don't remember how, but he wound up in the South. Like,
mm-hmm.
Either he went there or he got abducted. And he wound up becoming a slave, even though he was never, you know what I mean? He was
right.
A free guy living in the North as a businessman.
Oh,
and he's there for 12 years, and then some, like, white guy finds out about the story and goes down to try to get him out.
Interesting. Seems uplifting. What part does Oprah Winfrey play in this movie?
Oh, she's the janitor.
Okay.
No, she was in The Butler, right?
Yeah.
That's the one she was in.
She was in The Janitor.
Mm. Who should win for best actor? Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Everybody says it's going to be McConaughey.
Yeah. Oh, for Dallas Buyers Club.
And he was really good in that movie.
I just wanted to say something about Oprah before I continue
mm-hmm.
on that. I was kind of neutral on Oprah or whatever, but she did this interview with I think it was an Olympic swimmer or something, and she said she was an atheist. And
the
Oprah,
swimmer did?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Oprah, very like, she asked her, she was prying, like, what's your belief in God and all this stuff. And I was like, well, I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. Like, she wasn't trying to, you know, promote atheism or anything. And Oprah's like, oh, but what about when you look at a sunset? And like, you know,
oh, my God.
It's so beautiful. How do you not see God in that? Like, she was telling the woman, basically. She's like, well, yeah, you know, I do appreciate the awe of nature and all that. It's like, so you're not an atheist? Like, she's trying to convert her.
Oh,
because sunsets are beautiful. I guess that means
what
God.
A very Oprah Winfrey way to say, what is your moral barometer?
But she kept going on and on. She's like, when I go out on my porch, I talk to trees, and I see, like, literally, she talks, fucking Oprah is so insane, she talks to fucking trees.
You get a hammock, and you get a hammock. Every tree gets a hammock.
God. I have a big show coming up next week, and I need to give cars to everyone!
No, bitch, fuck you. Buy them yourself.
Did you have your shirt?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is back in, this was in recent, right? This was in October, it seems.
It was a while ago.
All right, there's a clip. Wait, maybe not. How did I end up on the Christian Post? No!
Can I just say, speaking of these daytime shows and all this stuff and people Darren hates, I was in a lobby waiting room this week for something, and the TV was turned to whatever channel Steve Harvey show was on. So I had to sit through an entire Steve Harvey show for the first time in like fucking life.
What
it
was the
awful.
What was the theme? What was the episode?
There was multiple themes. There was a girl who couldn't find a nice guy, so she went on a date, and her mom was like in an earpiece talking to her, telling her what to do. And then there was a woman.
That's always good to do on a date.
Yeah.
Was she on a date with Steve Harvey?
No, thank God. Though the mom would have been okay with that. Then there was a woman who is very into social media and is always on her phone, and her husband wants her to spend more time with the family. So at the end, they're like, we'll give you a trip to California if you smash your phone with a hammer. And then Steve Harvey ended up just taking the hammer and smashing the phone himself because she was being hesitant.
Yeah, fuck you, Steve.
And she got the trip to California.
A fucking phone.
It was fucking awful.
You got a new fucking phone with the package to go to California?
Yeah. It was proposal week, so there was a wedding proposal.
Oh, fuck.
And they did a crowd shot, and they're like, someone in this crowd is getting married, and there's only one guy in the crowd. So, like, I'm guessing it's the woman that's with the one guy, and it was.
What if it was two women? You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's not happening.
Can we all just pray that Steve Harvey
Why? Then what about all the material that we've lose out?
I don't care. I'll be happy.
Kevin Hart will take over the show. Don't worry. It's not going
to happen. That's fine. At least he has some sense of humor. More than Steve. Come on.
I guess. Right. He's younger.
You Jesus Christ. Please.
God of sunset.
Yes. God of talking trees. Open porch. Let Steve Harvey become destitute. Now we'll see if there's a God.
Yeah.
I prayed.
Why shouldn't God listen to you? You're a good guy.
Ask and you shall receive.
Here's the Oprah clip.
Who weeps at the beach?
People who get salt in their eye.
Did you step on a jellyfish?
Good point. That's God.
If you say you believe in God, I'll give you a TV show. Quick. Take over Dr. Phil.
Oprah knows what God is.
If anyone has actually met God, it would be Oprah.
Of course.
She has enough.
Is there any proof that Oprah is not God?
Yeah.
It's not the bearded man in the sky.
It's the bearded lady.
It's a talking tree.
It's the one who has Maya Angelou living in her basement.
I never get old because Maya Angelou takes all my aging from me. That bitch.
That doesn't have a British accent. This woman sounds very
like
level-headed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God, you're going to hell.
Oh.
This is a swimmer we're talking to. Who gives a fuck?
She did a whole hour with this bro.
What's this lady's name? Who is this?
Diana Nyet.
Oh, this is that old lady that like swam from what, Florida to Cuba or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay, she's like in her 50s.
Because Oprah so badly wanted to be like God that like enabled her to do that long swim.
Yeah.
You could never do that by yourself.
Shut up, Oprah.
It was God that put that water there for you to swim in.
Yes, God is not a bearded man. He just puts water for you to swim in. So you don't drown.
Were there no God, there would be no water.
You want me to go to a taping of Steve Martin?
Oh,
he tapes it in Chicago. And it turned out that when I went to Chicago, unknowingly, I passed right by the studio where Steve Harvey shoots his show to catch a bus to go to Casino. And I found out later that's where he does his show from, an NBC studio. It was right there. So maybe next time I'll go
back
there.
You know what you should do? You need to go back next time they have proposal week. Imagine if you propose to your girlfriend.
Never
what better way?
In a million years would I propose on that someday fucking television.
You would not give him the rating.
That would soil my entire relationship.
Yeah. Think about like all the stories you'd have to like. Oh, so how'd you guys get engaged? Some of the story.
Here's the VHS of it. Why don't you just
Steve Harvey show only has VHS
copies
to give to their.
You get the transcripts.
I like to stay old school.
Really? He's still waiting for the whole Blu-ray HD DVD thing to sort of settle itself. Where he best.
So Mike Francesa said I would push Steve Harvey off the stage a la Randy Blair. Randy Blair.
It's been a pleasure. We'll be back next week. If all works out, I mean, it's pretty confirmed right now, so I could say it.
Ian Watkins will be on.
No, I'm different, Ian. Scotty Ian.
Oh, okay.
of Anthrax, and he's doing a spoken word tour. He's going to be calling in talking about that. So make sure to tune in to the live cast. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
Can
we fade it out? Yeah, I guess we can just fade it out. Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was great. How have I never thought that his name sounds like that before?
Yeah.
He did Rob. That's Scott.